And we are
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Lynn Hoft representing the Back to Brilliance Hour. I want to welcome you all to the call. And Vivian, my business partner in our Back to Brilliance endeavor, is out of town this week. And so I have invited a very special guest, someone that has been very instrumental in our launching this work and in our success. And her name is Alamea Will. And we're going to come back to Alamea in just a minute. I wanted to do a couple of announcements before we get going with our conversation today. Two Tuesdays ago, I guess, it was our first call in October, on the second Tuesday of October, we were talking about clearing negative energies out of your fields. And I said that I would post two clearings that I love to use. One is the Ho'oponopono exercise, and that's one that's used by Haleakala Hugh Lynn, who is a Hawaiian, and I highly recommend you check out his book. And I don't have the title written down, but Haleakala, like the mountain on Maui, and Hugh, H-E-W-L-E-N, is the man, and he co-authored with Joe Vitale. Anyway, the book is incredible, and what I've done is I've summarized the Ho'oponopono exercise and posted it on our Back to Brilliance blog. And along with that, I also posted the other exercise referenced, which is called the Violet Flame exercise. And I think I first heard about that one from Patty Cota Robles, but it's been around and it's been written up quite a bit lately because people are all, I sure am, working consciously to keep my fields clear so I can really be in my brilliance. And I'm going to introduce our guest of honor now. Her name is Alamea Will, and she lives on Kauai, the beautiful island in Hawaii. And Alamea was the... I moved to Minnesota in 1988, and that's late that summer, I met Alamea. She was one of the first people I met here. And we started doing some work together. And I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about her early programs. Vivian and I both, and we'll talk about this at some length, joined her Women of Excellence group. And we spent 3 years meeting every Friday. And we were discussing what was the foundation for the Brilliance formula. So, Alamea, would you like to say hello?
Yes, I would love to say hello and welcome everyone to this call. And I just wanted to mention that just to briefly a little, you know, a couple of sentences about the excellence work so you can... get a better understanding of the source. Aim for Excellence is the name of my company, and we do the dynamics of total fitness. And one of the major courses I did is the Woman of Excellence, which Lynn and Vivian participated in after they did my masterpiece work, which is called the Dynamics of Excellence. And this was a weekly course, where we were able to learn the tools and skills for manifesting magnificence. And some of the basic tools were the foundation for a lot of other people's work, including Lynn and Viv, which I feel that they've taken it to that level of magnificence. So, Lynn, would you like me to share any more about that at this time, or do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, let me jump in here. I remember when I first met you, and I just moved to Minnesota, and I was just very frustrated. Things weren't opening up the way I had expected that they would. And I think, I don't know if it was it right away in the fall or early the next spring? Probably the next spring, because I remember it took me a couple of months to get a teaching job. But once I did, things smoothed out, and I signed up for the AIM. What is it called? AIM for Excellence? No,
Dynamics
the Excellence.
Dynamics of Excellence. Yes.
Yeah.
Dynamics of Excellence.
And I really want to tell you, listeners, about this program, if you've never heard of it, because Alamea has an absolutely amazing system that she has put together over the years, working with her own inner guidance and her own inner guides and teachers. And her work is it's like it gives you a roadmap for how to manifest, and you learn to go to that highest part of yourself, which I have come to know as my brilliance, and you learn to see from that position and see what it is that you're intending. And at first, I think I just kind of did a general excellence process on my life. And then I started using it to do individual projects. I created a business model using the tools. Vivian and I wrote our first book, Activate Your Brilliance, using this formula. If we do a workshop or a training, we use the formula to lay it out because it never fails. It really has assisted us to get to the heart of what we're doing and bring through the best. So why don't you add a little more about that, Alamea, if you'd like to.
Well, just briefly, I've been doing this work over 35 years. My acronym for the work is GLEAG. It's global. It's done throughout the world. It's Leadership and Empowerment Education. And I use a technique called entertainment, which is using the arts. So it's also really fun. And besides being an international and professional speaker, I'm also a certified educator and coach, trainer, and author. And I've trained over 29,000 people in the last in over 35 years in universities and also across America and worldwide. The heart of the work really is about envisioning and organizing and implementing your highest aspirations. And it's based on the principle that everyone has a unique gift or purpose in life, and that if it's not given, it's actually tragically wasted. And will never be given in all of time. So I'm very passionate about assisting people to discover what that is and be a part of the excellence community worldwide. It also assists you to access that gift, and it aids in effectively presenting it in the world with self-sufficiency, so you can be self-supporting and be your healthiest and happiest and highest contributor with love beyond your wildest dreams, and giving your highest expression for the betterment of all. So that's basically
Thank you, Alamea.
The part of it.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure later on Alamea will give you some contact information, and you can call her if you want to connect further, and I would highly recommend it. But let's go back to Brilliance now, because it was so much fun the way we got started with what's, oh, at least probably the first four tools on our Brilliance formula. Alamea had started this women's group called The Enlightened Woman. And so we were studying what does it mean to be a woman of light. And Alamea came across this book called back then it was called Understanding. Great title. And we all had a copy of the book, and every week we'd read a different chapter and then talk about it for a month and see how it was showing up in our lives. And I think that was so huge for me because one of the first tools that we discussed was understanding your thinking. And Jane Nelson does a magnificent job of talking about our habits of thinking that get in our way from creating the lives that we want. And I just remember every week when we would talk about these tools, it just totally lit me up. And a part of that was that I was very drawn to these tools because I, first of all, really needed something. My life wasn't working the way I wanted it to work, and I didn't know what to do. I knew I needed to do something, and I had tried a lot of things already. Because by that time, I think I was in my early 40s or, no, mid-40s at least. And so these just sparkled. And it was so great listening to all the other women share how they were showing up in their lives. It just took the picture and blew it way up. And so it became doable. And one of the things I remember is, you know, trying to master my thinking. I figured out after a few months that it wasn't really big things that were happening, but it was the fact that I was becoming aware when I was caught up in my old habits of thinking. And then I could at least recognize where I was and eventually learned how to just shift into my brilliance. What stands out for you, Alamea, from those times?
Well, I think that particularly the five principles we worked with, which Lynn and Viv, I want to mention, have expanded into the Brilliance Formula, the 12 components of the Brilliance Formula. And I actually, for my books in the last year, my courses in the last year, the course is now called Empowering Women for Excellence. And I now use their book, Activate Your Brilliance, because of their beautiful way of articulating and their training as educators. I just feel these they can get across these principles a lot more effectively than ever before. So kudos to you. And but those five principles that five core principles were understanding your thinking, that your thinking is an ability. And to this day, I still am perfecting that and use that that principle, that thinking is an ability. It's not my circumstances, it's my thoughts that are creating how I feel and how I behave and my reality. And the second one simply put, with feelings as a compass, that I can use my feelings to guide me, to let me know when my thinking is off, simply. And I feel bad when my thinking's off. I feel great when it's off. It's real simple. And the third one that is always there, too, is mood level or consciousness levels, understanding that when I'm in a low mood, my blinders are on. I don't really see all that's going on, and that when I'm in a higher mood, that's when I want to make my major decisions and create my programs and, really move forward in my life. And the fourth one is separate realities, which basically is that everybody has a unique perception of life based on their experiences. And the fifth one, which is the one I use most now, is being fully present, is presencing the present. So, Lynn, did you want to speak more about that, any of those?
Well, yeah, just a little bit. I really have to watch myself because I can go on and on and on, and I don't want to do that right now, but I do remember one of the first things I learned when we were all working together on these was that I was learning. You know, we were working with five tools at that time. I would try to use all five, and that was too much. I had to just focus on one at a time. So I was focusing on that thinking as a function and knowing that my thoughts were a choice. I could choose to focus on the thoughts that were presenting themselves, or I could choose other thoughts. There's a real key to that, because most of us know that our thinking is what's creating our world. And so we have to have a way to influence our thinking. But it isn't thinking about your thinking, because that should just take you down the rabbit hole. It's more like being aware that you're in your thinking habits, and then choosing to shift. And the quickest shift to make is not to think about your thinking and think about, well, what should I be thinking of instead? What would I rather create? But it's to get quiet and listen to your brilliance. And so that's why a lot of the kind of tools that we share with people are things that you probably know but maybe have never used them this way. Though I do think people go often jogging or walking through the woods because they need that quiet space. And then while you're walking along, enjoying the scenery and the fresh air, all these ideas come through. Where are they coming from? Well, if you're living in a clear space, they're coming from your brilliance. They're coming from that higher part of yourself that's just waiting for you to pay attention to it. And another one, Alamea, you're going to remember this because we went out to it was like a three-day seminar out in the woods.
It was a retreat. It was a facilitator retreat where I retrained the trainers for this.
Yes, and there was a group of us. There was probably eight, maybe, women. I don't know if there were any guys there that time or not. But anyway, we were out at this beautiful retreat, and we were talking about mood levels. And one of the women in the course had really been working with understanding mood levels, and she shared this idea with us that just knocked our socks off. Do you remember?
Yes.
Alamea?
I know the 10 levels. Can we talk about it when you're above a 7? when you're above a 7, you know, you imagine your levels, and if you're above a 7, that's the time to really make your major decisions, confront the issues in your life, you know, deal with confrontation, et cetera. If you're below a 7, then...
Like a thermometer.
If you're below a 5, yeah, you think of it as a thermometer. If you're below a 5, then it's better not to tackle those major issues. If you're below a 3, level 3, then remove yourself from the polite company of others until you get over, so you don't spread that virus.
Yeah. That was so cool. It was like and just heal your mood. Over time, I think we've learned that moods naturally come and go all day long. We have highs and lows. Some of us, our blood sugar kicks in before dinner, and we're kind of crabby, and that's just a mood thing connected with our body chemistry. But there are other people who tend to get in a mood about something just... And that's not healthy. Moods are intended to come and go. And the key is not to make any big decisions when you're in a low mood. Just wait for it to... It will naturally bounce back. You just have to wait. And you can do some things like going for a walk or whatever that will help. Anything else stand out from those?
Well, I think one of the great things, some of the great things that I remember, that weekly class went on for 6 years, by the way. And the first class I had, it became so big that within a couple of months that I developed a facilitator training to train others that they could do it. But one of the really great things, it's something that Lynn said, I mean, these ideas sound really good, but how do you catch when your thoughts are going, how do you catch yourself before you get into that really low mood or into that, you know, go down that rabbit hole? Lynn had a really great one that I still remember to this day, which is, it's just a thought. She would just say to herself, it's just a thought. And then I had one from the Saturday Night Live, Gilda Radner. I would say, never mind. Just let my mind let it go. And then one of my other clients, she would say, oh, I'm just going to flip my dick, turn the light on it, and let it go. And many people don't realize that they can, that dropping their thoughts is as easy as taking the pen that you're holding in your hand and dropping it. That is how you drop a thought. Now, if you're going to pick it back up, then that's your... You know, it takes discipline to let it go. And that's where other parts of the excellence work have come in, is to teach you how to be in really great health so that you have the energy and stamina to do that. But these basic things, these are critical for us to understand that we can manage our lives at our highest. We're not at the whims of whatever, you know, with the circumstances that are going on in the world or politics or financially, that we do have the capability. And I think, Lynn, the other thing that I wanted to say about that particular way of working in a circle, which I'm very big on creating empowerment circles, is that when one person forgets, the other person remembers that, oh, yes, we can move forward. We can live in our brilliance. And that's the power of working with others, of always being in that conversation.
Right. I totally agree with you. In fact, I feel at this time that we're living in right now, it has never been more important to make that brilliance connection and to be living out of that place as much as possible.
I really think it is the key. Living in brilliance in the present now, and understanding that is, to me, is absolutely the key to really not only your greatest life, but also making your highest contribution. And so those of us that want to live that life of love, this brilliance, you know, is another name for your, for somebody might call it their soul or their innermost self or their inner master or whatever their connotation for that part of them. But MIT came out with a really great scientific study about the brain. Different scientists were working, and one discovered it was working with the primal brain, and so we know that that's where the survival and negative, many times our negative patterns come from. And they found the area where when there's no thought, when you are connecting with your brilliance, they call it the
Lynn, do you have more to say about that?
I'm sorry. I was, I got myself messed up with the system.
Okay. You're unmuted now. You were unmuted.
I think I was unmuted. Now I think I'm off.
Yes, yes. You're okay now. You have any more to say about the difference between living from survival to living from your brilliance?
Well,
besides,
there really
it's just
is
more
not.
Fun. Hello.
For fun. It's real. There's nothing to compare it to. It's freedom. You know, when you truly understand that you're coming out of your place of brilliance, which is that connection you have with Source, it's so empowering. You know, I probably am not the right person to talk about, or maybe I am. I just know I would not want to live any other way.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful that we were able to start working with this way back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, it's been about over 20, 25 years or so that we've been working with this consistently. And that's
because
what I want to say to those of you, you know, who many of these principles, they may sound familiar. It's just the way they're put together and having consistent support. And I think Lynn wants to mention something about that.
Yes. What I've discovered is on the surface, they looked really simple. Oh, it's just a thought. Yeah. Okay. And then try to get your mind to calm down and let go of that one, you know, that it's just a thought. I was one of those people who was very mental and would think anything just way out of the box. And that mental energy was exhausting. And so learning how to realized, first of all, when I was in my old habit, my mistaken beliefs, I'll call them, was really a big deal. And then learning how to shift and get calm and get quiet so I could hear my brilliance and so I could catch that wisdom that was coming through, and it really helped me to slow down, and it's taken me years to do that, but I think the times that are in front of us now are times where we're going to be living, if you're looking toward a fifth dimensional world, understand that the fifth dimensional world is not created around time like the world that we live in here now. And because there is no time, just think about all your thoughts that have to do with time. You know, what am I going to fix for supper? What am I going to wear to work tomorrow? When am I going to have that conversation with my husband? I mean, on and on and on. We're constantly planning, getting our calendars straight, because we live in a third-dimensional world with duality and time. And we aren't going to have that kind of experience in the higher levels, and we're going to manifest instantly. So anything you think about is going to be right there in your face, and that's why it's really important to learn how to relax into your brilliant center and let that wisdom part of you come through. And, you know, and I figure if we're not doing it now, by the time we get to fifth dimension, we're going to do it because it's do or die. So I don't know about the die part, but I know that it'll be a lot healthier and a lot easier to be able to experience brilliance at higher levels. So I guess that's another reason why I think this time is so critically important, that if you haven't learned this before now, it's well worth taking on, because one of the other things Viv and I put together was a stress book, Stop Stress Guide. It's an e-book, and it has chapters on a lot of the major stressors in our lives, and recommendations from a lot of people we've talked to and worked with for how to deal with them. Parenting, work in the workplace, at home, relationships. Once you really get how to live out of your brilliance, there is no stress. And I mean it. All of our stressors have to do with our compulsive thinking. Anyway, Alamea.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about any of these tools before we...
Well, I just wanted to mention something you kind of piggyback on what you were saying, which is that I find that many of us are being called up right now to work at a very rapid pace of being able to shift. And so those of you who've learned some of these things in the past, I know many of my clients are tuning into this this radio blog, and many of you have been working with us, some of you for 20, 30 years. And or if you're just beginning, you know, understanding that you can shift quite rapidly. It is possible, and to live in that impeccability. And the three keys that I've been given to get through the paradigm shift we're going through right now, from the what I've been given to see, from the love of power to the power of love, is to be light and be in love, you know, to really be in that brilliance, be in that light. The second one is to be compassionate with the innocence and all. Everyone's doing the best they can. And the third one is to be impeccable in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions, because things are manifesting faster than they ever have. And so you'll have everything you need to manifest the highest if you will stay focused there and impeccable in that thinking. And you will be able to live in this golden age that we are in. We are already in right now. And so these particular basic tools that we've talked about today, they are outlined and they're thorough and thoroughly discussed in Lynn and Viv's book, Activate Your Brilliance, the 12 Keys to the Art of Living Happy. And great stories. It's a fun book. And I, like I said, we use the chapters in every of the 12 sessions that I give in my courses. And I have not only in the courses, but the facilitators that are trained that have their own courses worldwide. And also, I give people that take the facilitator training, I give them complete copyright with my work.
And that's how Lynn and Viv were able to use this with copyright permission, a lot of the work that I've done so far. So I just want to share that generosity was from one of my mentors, showed me how to get my work out to worldwide as soon as possible. And I'm really grateful it's here for me and my children, my grandchildren. Now we have third generation.
Thank you, Alamea. I really loved your love of power to the power of love and the importance of that right now. And I also think that many of us know that we're on the threshold of a whole new, a lot of new information and a lot of changes, whether it's in our monetary system, whether it's, which is going to be a big one for a lot of people. And, you know, whichever way it goes, I personally think that there is a preparation to shift things from this old fiat system of money into a system where we are all partners in our abundance. However, what I'm seeing is this time that's going to be coming very soon is going to throw a lot of people off their center. And any of us who are ready and staying in the light and staying out of the busy thinking stuff of what's going on are going to be able to encourage people to know that things are really on their way to being a whole lot better.
And Lynn, you know, I think the thing that's so thrilling is to understand how to do this from inspiration. You know, there's a lot
right.
of fear out there, but to inspire and to encourage, and it's really a fascinating exploration that we're in right now. I mean, it's for those of us that are living life as an extreme sport, it really is one of the most thrilling times to be alive, you know. So I want to share that from the heart of love, that we have that opportunity and we need to create those empowerment circles, you know, that really are focused on doing that so that we can remember that that's what we're up to and not be sidetracked or caught up in any of the fear thoughts that are distracting people right now.
That's excellent. Because I think that's going to be our job here very soon. And at the same time, then encouraging people to get a handle on these tools themselves as quickly as they can. And, you know, it's not going to take people 25 years like it took us.
Yeah, I know, right. We're really in your working velocity right now.
Right. When you're in front of the line, you're kicking them boulders out with every step. But there's been a pathway cleared, and I think a person just really getting clear on what these tools are, not minimizing them, but setting aside their old beliefs and taking a look and seeing what this really means, thinking is a function. How does that fit in my framework? Does it relate to the way my mind has been working? A person can move quickly and learn these tools. And then, like you said, Alamea, finding a group where you support each other in your growth is an excellent way to go. In the past, Vivian and I have taught seminars and webinars and teleseminars, I guess, and we're planning some of those events here in the next few months. In fact, this is probably a good time for me to mention that on the 3rd of November, here in the Minneapolis area, out in Minnetonka, we will be participating in a full-day program on Activating Your Brilliance and Finding Heaven Now with our dear friend Mary Harris, who is an entertainer beyond entertainers. And so it's going to be a very multi-dimensional connection with the core brilliance tools needed for these times. And it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. And so if you want more information about that, I would suggest, if you're just hearing about this from this program, go on to our Back to Brilliance website, and up at the top right corner, there's an invitation to get a free e-class, which is a stress class, and it's like about over a period of a month, 8 different emails that you receive that give you some really, really workable tips on eliminating stressors. At the same time, that puts your name on our mailing list, and then you will get the notices of these events. I also, as I mentioned earlier, we published some notes from the last class on our blog, and that's just backtobrilliance.com/blog. Or if you just go to backtobrilliance.com, there's a blog button at the top that you can connect into our blog. And there's a lot of articles there, but there are also some current things. And within the next few days, we will have the posters up for the November 3rd event. I got to get on that. Alamea,
yes.
Would you tell us more about what you're doing now in your Aim for Excellence work?
Yes, I'd be happy to. You know, I think the core focus is enriching excellence in individuals as excellence centers and empowerment circles and excellent communities and excellent developers. And so those three areas, excellence center being yourself, creating a circle that supports you, and then a community of like-minded people. And my main focus is empowering excellence everywhere, but also to empower youth for excellence has always been close to my heart. I've always been involved with the youth. And I developed the facilitator trainings because it became so clear to me, again, about having an empowerment circle. And I found that if I would train people, I would have my own. And so Lynn and Vivian and Mary Harris and one of our other friends, we were all in that first class. And we all raised our children together, our grandchildren. It's pretty amazing that core group, and they are all doing their golden work. So I highly recommend that you go to my website, aimforexcellence.com, and that's aim4 is with the number 4, excellence.com. And you can see my new online bookstore that we're in the process of launching right now, and you can order books and CDs and DVDs. I have over 15 products. My masterpiece, Dynamics of Excellence, which is also an independent study that you can order separately. And I have people worldwide studying that, China and Africa, Europe, South America. I had a call from somebody today about that. And also, I've just got the Time Mastery System. My Time Mastery is how to pace yourself so that you can enjoy your journey. And Time Mastery is also one of my core pieces. And it's the Time Mastery and Dynamics of Excellence, our independent study, are now on Amazon. So you can order from them. It's just that if you order through me, I have a holiday special. You get 20% off and free shipping through my online bookstore through my website. So it's aimforexcellence.com.
And my email, if you want to drop me an email, I would also love to offer anyone that's listening in or now or in the future a free brief session consultation, sample consultation on how to access your gift. And you can, my email, my phone number, everything's on the website, but I will give it to you now also. The email is alamea@aimforexcellence.com, the number 4. The phone number is 612-419-7927. And I wanted to also give you two simple ways just to get started if you want to use some of the excellence work. And excellence, the way excellence and brilliance work together, they actually are similar. They're different names for the same thing. I have always considered excellence to be your highest spirit. And I love this concept of brilliance, too, because it appeals to people from all different teachings and everywhere. There's two simple things to get started. One is to simply each day write down what lights up and makes your heart sing, and that will help you get in touch with your gift or purpose. If you do that for a month, you're going to have a pretty good idea. If you do that every day for a year, you're going to have a really great idea. In the courses, you learn about it in that free consultation, though. So give me a call. The other thing that I really feel, the other thing to get you started is a sacred word that actually is the word that can help you access brilliance instantly and excellence instantly. And that is the ancient word for the divine, which is HU, H-U. And you can sing it as H-U or HU, silently or out loud, and it can dissolve heartache and grief and open your consciousness to higher love instantly. So that's something you can use in, when you're in trauma or when you are just needing a clear thought. And I have some of my clients use it to sing to their kids when they're driving so the kids will calm down. But this is an ancient sound that's the source of the source sound of all life and has been used in many different teachings worldwide and is available everywhere to anyone that wants to try it out for 15, 20 minutes a day. So those are just two ways that I feel you could get started. And the only other thing I guess I want to say about my work is that I, just like Lynn, I have books and CDs, and I mean, you know, she has online courses. I also have, most of my work is done in 12 consultations on the phone, and currently you can get certified on the phone by adding 3 sessions to your course. So if this is something that you feel like you really want to make a contribution and have another stream of income coming in, please give me a call and I'll give you that free session and see if this is something that's aligned for you and will make a difference in your life.
Thank you, Alamea. I just would like to comment here. We've got a couple minutes left. Well, more than a couple. But anyway, we have plenty of time. I was thinking when you were introducing your products about your time mastery system.
Yes.
I was one of those people who really was resistant to using any kind of a time mastery program. It just gagged me. It was just really hard to get into. And I know there are other people out there who feel the same way.
Well, me. I was
but
that
I
way,
have,
too. That's why I'm such a promoter of it.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. It's like I got, you know, it was part of the program that we were required to do, and so I did it. And I can't make it through a week without having my week at a glance. If I don't keep that calendar up and ready to go, my life doesn't move. But what I've found is that if I have it ready, if I'm working, you know, if I'm anytime I want to get something done for sure, I put it on my calendar. and it will get done. It, the timing may shift a little, but it will get done. It'll get done in the right time. And if I don't write it down on my calendar, it's gone. So I use that tool all the time, and I highly recommend
it. That's wonderful, Lynn. I was so resistant to it when I first brought through some of those ideas too, and once I got it, I realized it showed me what the divine was requesting of me, not what other people that wanted to run my life were requesting of me. And so I call it my dance card. I want people to know it's beyond time management. It's really about pacing your life so you can live your greatest life. And that's unique to you. The pace is going to be unique to you. And also, it also helps you understand that, you know, we talked about that your feelings come from your thoughts. Where do your thoughts come from? Well, your thoughts come from your vision, of your higher vision. And this helps, I call it a vision holder. It helps, that weekly master schedule helps you have a vision holder for your vision of living your greatest life. And then you just see your best to get as close as you can and celebrate every little step in the right direction. Right, Lynn?
Well, yeah, it takes practice. My thoughts pretty much when I first started doing this were very programmed. I was coming out of all of my old habits of thinking. We call that the computer mind in Back to Brilliance. It's that part of us that everything we've ever experienced or learned or our parents have ever experienced or any teacher we've ever had, it's where all that stuff collects. It's generational, it's ancient, it's got all the rules and wherefores about how we're supposed to be living. And so it's our thought patterns, it's our habits of thinking. And the thing about thought patterns and habits of thinking is they're from the outside in. It's not coming from our inner brilliance. It's coming from outside of us. And so it can't possibly fit every circumstance. But our computer mind knows that it has the answers somewhere in there and will go do its very best to track down what it is we're supposed to do. And that's the key of supposed to do. And that's one of the greatest gifts of learning how to live from your brilliance, because you get to live from the inside out. You get to live from checking your own brilliance, your own connection to Source, your own higher self, and letting that come into your life and things smooth out and calm down. And it's just a wonderful healing to be able to live that way. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because there are people who really think that they're following their thinking, and they are, but it's their patterned thoughts. It's the computer that's running the show. It's not their transmitter mind, which is that connection to the higher mind that we reference in Back to Brilliance. So that was another little soapbox piece.
Well, you know, we've talked about a lot tonight, Lynn, and what I wanted to share with people is that, so this goes beyond philosophy. I mean, it was a great inspirational kind of fun sharing. But so it goes beyond philosophy. One of the great things I think about Back to Brilliance and also the excellence work has to offer is that they have structures that you can use that will, like I mentioned, the time mastery system, but you also have books and courses that are structures that help people integrate this so that this actually becomes your way of life, not just a great idea or a thought that you heard somewhere.
Right. Exactly. It looks like we're getting down to our last few minutes, And I just wanted to repeat, Alamea's website is Alamea,
AnchorExcellence.com.
Yeah, that with the number 4. And Back to Brilliance is with the word 2, T-O, backtobrilliance.com, and / blog if you want to go pick up that information that's there for you on the blog. And as I said, we will have the posters for our new event here in the Twin Cities posted up there in the next couple of days. I was going to put it on Facebook, but I'm not real Facebook techie, so I'm having to learn quite a bit there. Anyway, it has been absolutely beautiful having you on with us tonight, Alamea.
Well, I also wanted to acknowledge the Greater Good Ministries, Lynn. I think I shared with you in our preparation for this that my core prime directive, that all is happening for our greater good, to open our hearts to love. So no matter how distracted or chaotic or traumatic things can be in our lives, I know that it's always my experience, it's always happening for our greater good. So after you had already invited me and I went to the website, I saw that it was the Greater Good Ministries. And this is that principle that what you put your attention on, you get. So I was very thankful. I wanted to acknowledge them for doing their work too.
Yes, we're really happy to have found the Greater Good Ministries. Our friend B. Deloge here is working with Vivian and I on another project called The Light Givers. And she's had this series of Blog Talk Radio slots for, I think more than 12 years now. And the programming changes from time to time. But she offers about 20 programs, I think it's in a week, so it's really...
Great. And Lynn, did you want me to finish up with the reading on Brilliant?
Sure.
So this reading, it was given, this is from Nelson Mandela's inauguration speech, but it was written actually by Marianne Williamson. And I love this on Brilliant. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your plain small doesn't serve the world. It does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking so others won't feel insecure about you. As you let your light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's the truth. So thank you, Lynn, for inviting me. This has been quite a treat.
Well, Amaya, and thank you, everyone. We hope you enjoy this program. Good night.
Good night. And aloha.